Hey guys, I want to talk to you about today. You know, I've gotten emails from you guys saying, hey Randy, you know, I like your videos and I'm putting what you're saying into action, but I still don't feel good enough. You know, I don't feel good enough to get the job, or I don't feel like I look good enough to get the girl or the guy. And I want to speak to you guys directly regarding that. And I believe that lack of confidence and belief in yourself comes from what people have told you in the past, like you're not good enough, or you're not tall enough, or you're not skinny enough, or negative things like that, that we actually believed. And because we believe them, we begin to lack self-confidence in ourselves. So I want to share with you something that may help you change your perspective, because my goal is to help you to become more confident. But in order for you to become more confident, you must understand your value. And that brings me to my first point. God created you. And as you already know, God is the creator of the universe, the most powerful thing in existence that we can believe in, right? Now, if you don't believe in God, think about nature. Think about the vastness, the greatness. Grass grows without certain things, and that's just nature working, right? That's what it does. Everything about it is perfect. And so if you want to believe in nature or you want to believe in God, just understand this one thing. You are here because you're special. God doesn't make mistakes. He is the almighty perfect, right? And that cannot even be described. But every human being, including yourself, has that perfect inside of them. God put the seed of himself in you. There's greatness within you. And so once we understand that we are part of what God created and God doesn't make mistakes, we can then identify with him and realize that we are more than we think of. For example, when you think about the job that you want, and then you start thinking about the limitations in your life, God would say this: I created you, so how can you think you don't have what it takes? Think about that. Think about the power behind that. If you were created with God essence in your body, in your heart, in your life, how can you possibly not do anything when God can achieve anything? Now, I believe this. Our beliefs are the only thing that's stopping us, right, from achieving what we want. Our goals are high, right? But your capability is so much higher than that. You just haven't tapped into it because you don't believe. So understand this. God created you. God gave you life. God is giving you breath at this moment in your life. Whatever your goal is, whatever you want to achieve, understand that if you have greatness within you, how can you not achieve that? Right? And so back to the topic at hand. If you have a girl that you like or a guy that you really like, but you don't feel you're good enough, maybe that's just not what God has in store for you. Maybe God has something better coming. Because you must first realize that you are special. And then from that perspective, if someone doesn't see that, you must understand that that's not for you. Or if you do not get the job, you must understand that God is saying, that's not the job I want you to get. You may think that's what you want, but you're not seeing what God sees. God is always one step ahead of the game. He knows what's coming. And with that being said, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me. About 5 years ago, I used to work in a Chinese fast food restaurant, right? And this was, to me, the bottom point of my life. I didn't like what I was doing, but I felt that I was stuck there because I didn't have a higher belief in myself, right? And I used to think to myself that this was it, right? This was it for me. And I thought that I had to make the best out of it. And shortly thereafter, I got the job that I thought in that time was the job of my dreams. So what I'm trying to say here, and I'm having a hard time explaining myself, but when you're in this place and you believe that that's where all you can achieve and all you can be, when the great thing happens, you don't even expect it to happen. But all you can really do is believe that it's going to come. So we must not focus on what we on the negative and focus on what is coming. So when you're thinking negative things about your job or the thing that you want, instead focus on God has something better for me. Okay, that girl doesn't like me, but God has the woman of my dreams in store coming. It's just a matter of time. And then you put yourself in a state of expectancy, and you're just waiting. It's going to happen, but you believe that it's going to happen, okay? And that's the beauty of it. When you realize that there's nothing that you cannot accomplish, there's nothing that you cannot achieve, you become strong, you become confident, because once you understand your value, then the rest comes. Confidence comes from believing you are good at something, right? So if you believe you're great, your confidence will come. And understand that. There is nothing but truth in my words when I tell you that God does not make mistakes and you are part of His creation. So understand your value. You are great. You are worth billions, trillions. You don't have a price, for you are a creation of God. And you have the seed of greatness inside of you. So act like you're great. Know that you're great and you will achieve your goals. But remember, it's not just believing you're great, but expect greatness to come to you because you are great. I hope this video helps. This is for everyone out there that is struggling with something. This is what I think about when I get down, you know, in my life, and it always helps me get through. Again, thank you. If you like the video, hit a like, subscribe, and I will be sharing more of this knowledge with you with later videos. Thank you.